Hey, we're playing that song there at the top because there's a little reason to celebrate this afternoon. You probably heard by now the news about the lakefront reopening. I was so excited yesterday's show. We heard the news. Steve Bertrand broke in. Breaking news. This just in. We've got the lakefront opening up in a week. Anna, can you wait a week?
You kind of giggled a little bit.
Well, I was really happy. I mean, I was. Look, I've been pushing. I was like, yes. You know, I've been pushing for that for a while now, I think, is pretty fair.
I'm sensing that there's been some air escape from your balloon there. Your bubbles burst a little bit.
You're sensing that?
What's wrong?
Well, I'm telling you. So I've made the argument all along. Psychologically, I think our city needs that. And when they opened up so much of the green space and the outdoor patios and stuff like that, I thought, okay, it's time for the lakefront, right? It's time for the lakefront. But okay. Now, here's the problem, Steve. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
On further review, I am not sure I should be as excited as I was because the lakefront's not exactly opening, right? It's only the lakefront trail.
The trail is opening.
The trail.
Yes, right.
The trail. That's like, what, 6 feet across?
Well, what do you do at the lake?
Well, it's not what I do. It's what everyone does.
Okay.
I mean, the trail is open, but not the beaches, not the parks, the green space. You can't picnic. You can't lay out. You can't hang out. You can't sunbathe. You can't play sports. You know, all the soccer and the volleyball and the people who play all the sports along. You can't do any of that. Right? That's the rule.
For now. Now, did you notice, though, it was so nice to see on the Riverwalk, they've set up like we've got the beer hall sort of thing just on off the...
Is it by City Winery and all that?
No, right here. There's
down below.
They've got the Oktoberfest sort of set up, but they've set the tables up, and I'm sure they'll be open tomorrow.
Love that.
Yeah. So just pretend you're,
I'll just pretend.
Dip your toe in the river.
Come on. The lakefront's not really open. I got so excited when you came in with that news.
I think I was pretty specific about
trail. You were eventually. But then I just dug into the details later and I thought, well, okay. And you got to keep moving along the trail. I've got the mayor's announcement here. So she says, Mayor Lori Lightfoot made the announcement the trail will be reopened for exercise and transit. Exercise and transit. That's an interesting choice of words, isn't it? And exercise and transit. You got to just be moving with a purpose,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Zumba. You can do a Zumba class.
Find this out. Sure. I'm up for anything as long as I can walk along the lakefront. It's, okay. All right. So then that's the thing. And then they're going to have social distancing ambassadors along the trail, enforcing the social distancing. So people have to be 6 feet away from each other and all that kind of thing. Okay. All right. But when are they going to wait for? Are they waiting for August before they open the rest of it? Have you heard anything about a time?
No, I haven't, Anna.
No, I haven't either.
Patience.
Okay. Virtue. It's a virtue.
You just opened one of your Christmas gifts, and you're complaining you want more.
Okay, so no, I really feel like the mayor must listen to the show, because my other issue was the bars and taverns opening up outdoors, remember? So these two issues I've been on, I just thought these two things would help us mentally, and I also thought it would help the bars and taverns and the brew pubs to get to open now. And they are both opening up. So I just want to say, Mayor, if you're listening right now, just open up a little more lakefront, please. Thank you. I'd be very happy. Mark, go ahead. You're on WGN. Your thoughts on this or anything else?
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, what's the difference between, opening up now versus Monday? What are we gaining? And number two, did I hear right that the path is closed at 7 p.m.? It stays light out until almost 9. So I'm just as frustrated as you are. I mean, I'm going to get out there, so I may even just be abandoned and get out there for Father's Day and go out there Sunday morning, take my
Keep
chance.
Moving, Mark. If you're out there, keep moving.
Yeah,
that's the
no
rule.
Problem, but I just don't care. I mean, what are we gaining by not opening it up today versus next week, Monday?
Yeah, so do you use the lakefront a lot, Mark? Tell me where you come from on
this. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm a runner, and, at least once a month I'll meet my buddies down along the path to use it. It's beautiful. I've been going crazy without that lakefront.
Yeah. I hear from so many, especially people who run, that that's their mental sort of escape, right? That's what you do. You got your, and what more beautiful place to be in the summertime.
Right, since it's been closed, every other path in the suburbs has just been jam-packed because of it. I mean, if you don't get out there super early in the morning, by 9 o'clock on a weekend, it's just packed with people, packed with cyclists, because everything is closed. Everything is closed. And the other thing about it, why are the porta potties still closed?
So that's my real concern. You just hit it right there, Mark, that if you only open the trails and everybody's dying to get on the lakefront. I know people have been out there anyway, just sort of taking their chances and not getting shooed away. But when you open it and it's only the trails, wouldn't it be better, easier to social distance if you had the whole space open up? You had more space to sort of fan out a little bit. Am I wrong?
And and maybe Piers opened. None of this makes sense. You know?
It's like, I just think we need that. A lot of this hasn't made sense. I agree. And I'm trying to, we have to be mindful of vulnerable populations and health, and the virus is still out there. I get all that. This is open space. And you're right. Closes at 7 p.m. I didn't even notice that little detail. 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I mean, that's goofy. Why? I mean, whatever.
We'll get there sometime. I mean, it's coming. I know that. I just feel like these are precious days of our summer, and the lakefront is such a treasure.
I don't know if you heard in the news, though, they are going to have the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the 4th of July.
Well, they're going to do that. Yeah, I did hear that. But that's in New York, isn't it?
It's in New York, but I mean, it's on a beach, and it's something you can watch on TV.
Steve, you're not helping. You're just that's not helping. Let's go back to the phones. Pete, who we got? BJ, go ahead. You're on WGN. Where do you sit on this?
Hi there. Listening to you, as always. Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, the gentleman who called, I'm sure, meant well. But the point is, my health insurance is due on the 25th of the month. Why don't I just pay it on the 27th? And if I get a late fee, well, that's terrible. my other accounts are due on the 28th of the month. My Chase Bank... Well, why don't I just go in on the 1st or the 30th or something and pay it then? It's just a couple days late.
I get your point. There are rules.
What is this trying to get across? If you have a date to do something, if that's when it opens, if your store is opening tomorrow, don't have people going in today and saying, why aren't you open yet? I mean, that's ridiculous.
How have you felt about all the people?
This mayor, who I don't know at all. Yeah. Know nothing about her. She's not my girlfriend. I don't even know her. Mm-hmm. She's doing the best she can, and so are all these other people. We have a wonderful governor. I didn't know this guy at all, but I think he's done a great job. He's keeping us safe. The people who opened up early and were trouncing around on the beach or whatever, now their cases have spiked again, and they're going to have to go back into it. If they're giving you a date to do something, yeah, I hate sitting in the house. I've read 14 books already. I'm tired of it. But you know what? This is what they're telling us to do. Do it. They're trying to keep us safe.
I agree. I agree that we should.
It's just not right.
Thank you, BJ. Thanks for your thoughts. I think it's just the frustration of feeling like... that the opening of the lakefront would make such a difference, and that we feel like we could do it safely if you just expanded it a little more beyond the trail. I get the reason we waited for so many other things. Jason, let's go to you. We can fit you in here. You're on WGN.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, first of all, you were talking about the trail was open and the lakefront isn't. That doesn't make sense. The trail is only 36 feet wide. The lakefront is well over 150 yards. Doesn't make sense if you're talking proximity. Your first caller asked, he didn't understand why the lakefront isn't open, but these other things are.
Right.
In my opinion, it's revenue for the city. Navy Pier, huge tourist attraction. Down by Gibson's and stuff, they're closing all the streets, putting table in the streets for the first time ever. It's generating taxes and revenue for the city. The lakefront may, you can park anywhere, take a bus, CTA, go to the lake. It doesn't generate the revenue that these other entities do. I believe, honestly, it's political, not just political, but it's monetary. She already said she's 700, and so, I mean, all this money short, and it has to generate revenue. That's what I believe.
I feel like the lakefront needs a lobbyist.
Absolutely.
We need a lobbyist for the lakefront.
No. See, with everything that's going on in the world lately, common sense doesn't seem to be at the front of the line lately. So as soon as this all comes about, and there's a spokesman for everybody that brings common sense in, it'll be fine. But that's just my theory. I'm probably wrong, as my children tell me I am all the time. But it's revenue. It's revenue for the city, which,
There's no doubt, Jason. I think that from retail to dispensaries to, you go through the list of all the industries that opened and had special sort of rules around them.
You can get online, find out what Navy Pier just generated in the last 16 days, and you'd be astounded with that number. Now, take that number out of the mix. How is the city going to, I believe it's revenue. That's why these things are opening when they're opening, and it really doesn't have to do, because, I mean, honestly, the people that are susceptible to the virus are still susceptible, and it's only a small portion of the community. So, I don't know. Like I said,
that piece doesn't change.
No, right. Ma'am, it does not. It does not. It
You're
does
right.
Not.
Except
you enjoy
that,
your afternoon.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for your thoughts. You know, the point there that we've talked about on the show before, you open up the Riverwalk, you open up Navy Pier and that area, but not the lakefront, and it sort of took longer for the lakefront. And then I guess I was just surprised that it was only the trail, because it feels as if... It feels as if safely we could open more of it, and that would make a difference at this point in time. So thank you for your thoughts, and keep them coming. The phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. So the other piece of this we were talking about, too, is that the brew pubs are opening and the outdoor taverns and bars, because they were kind of carved out of this. Remember when they said restaurants could open outdoors? But if you were a tavern or you served mostly alcohol, if you're a brew pub for sure, you couldn't open. And so they just relax that rule, too. And we are going to talk to someone on the show who's impacted by that and a little bit more. Hey, let's listen to this audio. Did you see the mayor's latest PSA? Do we have a second for that, do you think? Yeah, we're good. Okay. So the mayor came out with her second PSA. Remember the first one when the stay-at-home order was first put into effect and the mayor was out there telling you to stay at home, save lives? And it was a very, you know, she showed her sense of humor. And I think it was really welcome at that moment to sort of say, hey, this is important. We're all in this together. And here's what we need to do. She just came out with another one, sort of expressing some of the relief of allowing the city to reopen. Here's a little bit if we had
it. Hey, Chicago, you stayed home for months and saved lives. And now, because of all your hard work, we can go out. But we have to be safe. As long as we follow proper precaution, wear face coverings, social distance, we're good to go. Put on some pants, please, and head back to the office. Go ahead, get the pedicure, or get that tattoo that you won't regret. Dine al fresco and eat food you didn't make. Or the libraries are open, check out a book. It's like a podcast, but on paper. Get that root canal. Work on your short game. Enjoy yourself outside. But please remember, be safe, Chicago. And if you'll excuse me, there's one last thing I gotta do.
There's so many other things you can do. Just wait a little longer on the lakefront. We got a text 815. The reason it's the trail and not the entire lakefront is because there's movement on the trail. So things keep moving and they don't have to worry so much about people congregating in big groups. I get that. 708. I live at the north end of the trail. Thrilled to be able to take walks again. I know so many people are just a little bit of help there, a little relief there to be able to get on the trails. And we'll see. We got to wait. We got to wait on the rest of the lakefront. And we will. Lots to talk about coming up here. Keep the phone calls coming. Let me know what's on your mind and what you're seeing and hearing. 312-981-7200 as things reopen here. And then we'll connect on the other side of this. All right. Of the many, many, many things that make up the heart of our city, I would say the lakefront is probably up there. At number one, maybe even not for the city. I would say that could be true. Down in there somewhere in the top 20 or 30 or out of 50, it's up there somewhere, is local taverns and bars. We have so many great ones in neighborhoods and ones that have been around for generations and, you know, just amazing places to hang out and over the years just be places for people to gather over a brew. Or, you know, a beer. Our brew pubs, too. Speaking of brews, let's mention them because we have a huge craft beer industry in Chicago. Such great beers coming out of here. And that's a really cool thing, too. Now, the big news that we just mentioned a couple minutes ago about that is, you know, they can open up like restaurants now for outdoor service. And it all starts tomorrow. That's good news for guys like Häagen-Dazs, the owner and brewmaster over at Dovetail Brewery. They're in the Ravenswood corridor. How you doing, Häagen? And how you feeling? How you feeling about this?
I'm doing all right. I'm definitely doing better than I was last week. Number one, though, I would say the Bears are number one, and then the lakefront, and then somewhere way down there is breweries.
Oh, I would correct you and say Ditka is number one. The Bears go to two, and then the lakefront. Okay, let's rearrange.
Of course.
Okay, here's the best question, the biggest question of all, Häagen. I got to ask you this. All right, so how much of your discussion on this very radio program last week contributed to this decision by the city to open up the bars?
Oh, I'm sure it was 100%
I knew
the discussion we had on the radio, for sure.
Yeah, I, sure. You know, it's funny because you were a good sport about it then, and you were just saying, hey, you know, I think we can do this. But you know, you weren't being pushy in any way. And I thought of you as soon as this thing came down, because I thought, you know what, this is great for guys like you and so many others who are just, you know, kind of operating their dream bar or their, you know, their brew pub or whatever they're doing. Because you can, now you're opening up outdoors, right? And does it make a difference, would you say, in terms of business, and how big of a difference does it make?
Yeah, I think it's going to make a huge difference in terms of business. I mean, that was how we, you know, what our tap room was before this whole thing started. We were a place that people would mostly come and enjoy a beer indoors. So it's kind of getting back to what we do best here on premise at the brewery. But it's going to be different because we, you know, I was listening to your callers earlier, mm-hmm. and you know, we're not going to be able to open right away, and part of that is because we have to make sure that we're doing this the right way and that we're kind of keeping everybody safe and healthy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It seems like it was, I don't want to speak for you, but it seemed some of the bar owners I heard interviewed said that this was sort of a surprise that they decided to do this, and that maybe it kind of is so quick that it creates a short turnaround to be able to just open tomorrow, that a lot of bars might wait a few days until I think there's a permit you even have to get and some other things that you need to do in order to actually open.
Yep, the permit and kind of the fully baked plan for our outside. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of tables, but we want to make sure that our service is right in line with what the city's guidelines are, and we're going to try to go over and above that.
So Dovetail, you guys have amazing beers and award-winning ones at that, and that's awesome. But do you ever serve any food? Do you do any little things at all? Because one of the things that Chicago said in this, when the city kind of put out the release yesterday, is that they were encouraging bars and brew pubs and stuff like that to use food trucks to pull up to kind of help, you know, offer some food if that's not really a big part of your business.
We are going to invite food trucks. We've got good relationships with several, and we've had those relationships for years. And I'm sure they're hurting a little bit too right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to get food trucks to pull up right on the street. And we're also going to encourage everybody to order food in or to bring food with them. And then to make sure that people aren't going to, you know, kind of go overboard, we're going to limit the amount of time that people are able to stay.
How do you do that, Tagging? Because I've been talking to restaurant owners, and they say, well, it's kind of a tricky thing to say, okay, time's up. You kind of got to get up. How do you handle that?
I think you're very clear about the rules when people sit down, and you know, we're figuring out exactly how to do it. Whether we have slots, you know, doing slots and at defined times would probably be the easiest way to do it.
Are you doing reservations too, or do you not need a reservation at Dovetail?
We are going to do reservations, but we'll what I've heard from some restaurant owners that have opened up is that you know, if people don't show up, then you're out of luck. So we'll probably have some walk up, but we also don't want people hanging around, you know, on the street.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking right now at Alderman Brendan Riley has sent out a tweet 4 minutes ago saying that Pippin's, Pepper Canister, and 25 Degrees, different bars, mostly bars, in his ward there are all closing. And he said these weren't struggling businesses pre-COVID. Bars like that, you know, I was thinking not everybody can open for outdoor service either. It's not really even a reality for some. And you think about, you know, neighborhood taverns don't have an awful lot of space outdoors. It doesn't really apply to everybody. It seems like you're fortunate. You've got, what is it, a parking lot you're going to use or something like that?
Yep, we've got a sidewalk space in front of the tap room. We'll probably get about three tables out there, widely spaced. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a parking lot that we'll be able to use.
Well, good luck with the road ahead, Hagen. It's good to hear from you, and congrats on all the success of what you built there at Dovetail. Tell us what we should order there if we come by.
Well, if you come by, you know, you got to have one of the real summer beers. So the Hefeweizen, the Helles, and next week we're canning the Kolsch. But if you're taking beer to go, you gotta get a brewer's dozen. That's 12 four packs for the price of 11.
Brewer's dozen, 12 four packs. Wow.
Brewer's dozen.
Four pack. What a great deal. And then, so what's your website? People can reach out. What do they do?
It's dovetailbrewery.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Hagen.
We're at 1800 West Bell Plain.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Hagen. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks.